And he's so wonderful. You know, I got saved in 1987 in the month of May. And transformed, changed by the power of God, forgiven of my sins, cleansed from all unrighteousness, amen. Happy camper. Didn't matter whether I had money or not, but anyways, I bought myself this brand new truck. I had a Trans Am, and I got rid of that because that emblem did everything evil in that vehicle. So I wanted to get rid of it, and I bought myself this brand new 1987 Ford half-ton, two-door. Wasn't a four-wheel drive. It just had this long box. And my mom said, boy, any girl would be so happy to ride in your truck. And I guess she liked trucks. I don't know. So anyways, I was single at the time, and I had a cassette player. And I was driving down the road, and I was just so happy and so grateful that I was born again, saved. Amen. How many of you experienced that experience? And if you hadn't experienced that experience, it is available through our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ by asking Him into your heart. And I was riding in that truck down those old gravel roads in Saskatchewan. The roads are all in squares, 1 mile by 2 miles. And so I was riding in there thinking, oh, wow, God, you're an awesome God, eh? And then I thought about way over there around the other road there, it's kind of dark and kind of dreary over there, but where I am is so happy and everything's so pleasant and wonderful. I said, I'm going to drive around there and see what's so, you know, sad over there and gloomy and mean. So I drove around the block, and over there, it was the same thing. Amen. Beautiful. God's presence. He's loving me. Amen. I'm loving Him. We're having a great time. And I looked back where I was, and I thought, wow, it's dark over there. And it dawned on me, and I said, hey, wherever I go, God goes. Amen. And it's the same thing with you, amen, and your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever you go, God goes. There was a great man of God, either John G. Lake or Smith Wigglesworth, would look in the mirror every morning and say, God's in that man in that suit of clothes. And where that suit of clothes goes, God goes. Amen. And so that's the relationship that we have with our Lord and personal Savior. So the message this morning, I want to talk about the kingdom of God. Everybody say the kingdom of God. You know, the kingdom means the dominion of a king. The kingdom means the dominion of a king. And Jesus is our king. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our personal friend. And we are in the kingdom. You know, John the Baptist, he was a forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, the kingdom of God is drawing near. The kingdom of God is drawing near. Jesus came on the scene and he talked about the kingdom of God. And you know, the kingdom of God, some people think is just healing, you know. You can get off in any area of the things of God. You got to stay in the middle of the road. Say the middle of the road. Because you can get so bent out of shape. Maybe water baptism. You know, sometimes they go way extreme on water baptism. No, water baptism is good. Stay in the middle of the road. Healing. Oh, it's not God's will to heal. And the other person, it's God's will to heal. And it is God's will to heal. Amen. But there's more to the kingdom than just healing. And thank God in today's society and times, we do need healing and we should study it. And pray and believe God for the very best. Sometimes prosperity. Oh, it's just prosperity. No, it is about prosperity, but it's more than prosperity. Amen? And there's three things that I want to talk about this morning about the kingdom of God and what it is. Some traits about what it is. And all those are very, very important. But thank God about what the traits that God has given us. Those traits. Over in Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. Romans 14 and verse 17. You know, it says, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's just not stuff, you know, we're going to eat, you know, after the service. What are we going to eat? You know, and then some people, there's nothing to eat. Well, it's not just about food. And about drink, you know, thank God for water. You know, in the Old Testament, they walked through the desert and they got thirsty. How many of you know you get thirsty after about 3 days? I don't know, I don't think I've not drank water for 3 days. But anyways, they didn't have any water for 3 days. And they started to murmur. They started to complain of not having no water. Well, you need water. Did you know what? And how many of you know God made us? He's going to see to it that we've got some water to drink. Otherwise, we're just going to die. And so there's the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness. It's peace and it's joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen? Those are the three things in the kingdom of God, those traits that we're going to be talking about this morning. Hallelujah. So the kingdom of God, you know, over in 2 Corinthians 4:18 or Luke 17:20, it says, one day the Pharisees asked Jesus, when will your kingdom come? Jesus replied, the kingdom of God cannot be detected with visible signs. You know, everybody wants a sign, and we want to see, because we're in this life, we like to see things. We want things. And they said the same thing in Jesus' time. Show us a sign and we'll believe you. Show us a sign and we'll believe you. Jesus said, there's no sign going to be given you. There's plenty of signs if you would open up your spiritual eyes and know that God is real. Amen? He is in the invisible realm. We don't see Him with our natural eyes and hear Him with our natural ears, but He is there. And He is well aware of every circumstance and every situation that we encounter. Amen? Over in 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporary. We see buildings, they're temporary. We actually see people, they are temporary. Their bodies are temporary. Things in the environment, they're temporary. But the things that are not seen are eternal. That's where God is and His kingdom. Keith Moore would say, if we could see into the spiritual realm, all you would see is this, like this. People leaving the earth. And then you would see coming down. People, little spirits coming down, babies being born into the earth. Amen? Because when you leave this earth, guess what? You're going into eternity. Amen? And thank God that we can believe and we can trust in one that we have not seen, but we believe with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We know Him, and He's talked to us, and He's been revealing Himself to us, and if we would continually seek Him. So when things happen in the natural, don't get all bent out of shape and say, oh, you know, why is this happening? Why is that happening? No, look into the spiritual realm. Amen? The things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. So whenever you're having a hard time, whenever things are tough, guess what? You could look to God and say, God, You're here with me right now. You're never going to leave me nor forsake me. I continually look into the spiritual realm. You know, there's streets of gold. I haven't literally walked on them or saw them, but there's streets of gold in heaven. There's a beautiful mansion for each one of us that are born again and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's the saints of old that have gone on to eternity. They're there, but we don't see them with our natural eyes. We just see right here and now, because God did not bless us, so to speak, when we became born again to get a brand new body. This is the same old 1966 version that I had all my life. And you got your version, 56 or whatever year you've been born, 79. And then that's your version. That's your body that you got to put up with, so to speak. You got to clothe it. You got to wash it. You got to brush it up, make it look as good as it possibly can for as long as you possibly can. But God didn't bless us with a body yet. We're waiting for the redemption of our body, but we got the same body. And we got the same mind we had before we were born again. But our spirits on the inside of us have been changed. It's so wonderful to see young people that are saved and know the Lord Jesus Christ. They got a thrill that they say, I'm saved, I know Jesus. Well, they know Jesus because on the inside of them they know Him. So the Pharisees were asking Him, show us a sign, show us this, show us that. And He said that the kingdom of God cannot be detected in Luke 17:20 with visible signs. 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, for the things seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Many times Jesus Christ did miracles, signs, and wonders, and they wanted to take Him and make Him king right there. And He said, no. He immediately went off by Himself and prayed and got away from the multitude, because He said, did you know what? The kingdom of God is not coming like you think and I think. The kingdom of God is going to come on God's timetable and God's schedule. When He comes back, we're going to be raptured first, as far as I understand by the scriptures, and then later on He's going to come back Himself and rule and reign for 1,000 years. Imagine 1,000 years here on planet Earth. Apparently, he's going to be in Jerusalem and set up his he's going to be in the throne there in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. And the devil, the Bible says, is going to be bound for 1,000 years. Well, 1,000 years is a long time. And people are going to be marrying and having babies and so forth and so on. And every once a year, I believe, or a couple times a year, everybody is supposed to go to Jerusalem and worship him. And there's going to be people that say, we're not going. We don't believe he's the one. And the lion and the lamb are going to lay down together. There's going to be peaceful situations and peaceful times. But then the enemy comes out of the out of 1,000 years and then he causes havoc. Do you see those big names, 1,000 years? And so we shouldn't be so concerned about, you know, what's going to happen way over there. Let's be concerned right now. Amen? Paying our bills. Let's be concerned now. Getting along with one another. Amen? Let's be concerned right now, seeing if we can get people born again and saved and come to the knowledge of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ and the things of God. So the kingdom of God is not as they thought. They thought that they wanted to take Jesus and make him king instantaneously. No, that's not the way it works. Jesus Christ says the kingdom of God is an invisible kingdom, and it's a spiritual kingdom. So the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. Number one is righteousness. Let's all say righteousness. Righteousness. Now, righteousness in 2 Corinthians 5:22, for to him that for he hath made him sin for us who knew no sin, that we be made the righteousness of God. So the kingdom of God is all about righteousness. It's about righteousness. Well, you can't see righteousness, but guess what? You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus if you're born again. If you're in the kingdom of God and you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart as your Lord and your personal Savior, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm in right standing with God. I can come to God anytime and come to Him and boldly come to His throne. Amen? If I need help, I boldly run to the throne of grace and say, Father, I need some help in this circumstance, in this situation. And He's there to help us every single time. Righteousness. Say, I'm righteous. In Jesus. It's because of Jesus that you are in the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is in you, and the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. And so it's righteousness, and we should be thrilled and happy about righteousness. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. Now righteousness is not something you can earn. You have to receive righteousness when you receive Jesus. It's not something you can earn. It's not a legalistic set of do's and don'ts. You are born into it. You receive it by faith. There is benefits because all your sins are forgiven you. All the past sins. You know, when you came to Jesus and you accepted Him as Lord, all your past sinful life is gone. The whole nine yards from the day you walked on planet Earth until that very moment. Now, if you sinned after you came to Christ, guess what? You have to, 1 John 1:9, confess your sin, because He's faithful and just to forgive you of all sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And that happens in a moment, in a second of time. Amen. Father, forgive me. You know why I just said that? That wasn't good. Forgive me about that. Or maybe you got your mind dwelling on things that are garbage, and it's playing out in your mind. You know what? Even the world understands that what you think about is actually comes towards you and draws towards you. So think about something that's good, amen? Think about God and His goodness. Think about salvation. Think about healing. Think about the anointing. Think about people being saved, people being healed, people being delivered. Amen? Think about a glorious church without spot, without wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. And so you got to think on those things. Amen? And so righteousness is not something that you can earn. You received it the moment that you got born again. You became the righteousness of God. And we've all heard it at different times. Billy Graham would say it's just like you're in right standing with God, just like you've never sinned. I'm the righteousness of God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, there is something else. And this is a little bit that you have to walk on which carefully, because it's a little more serious. And that is the walk of holiness and sanctification. Those are two big words in the Bible, but they're still real. But your righteousness is you're born into it. You know, when I got my mother and dad, John and Elsie Semestrick, that's who they were. And my mom is still alive. I just called her and she's saying, everything's going crazy. I'm glad even, you know, it doesn't matter how old they are, we still get a good kick out of them. She's saying, I can't believe we had all that land. You know, we had one section, we had maybe five quarters. We had one section and one, which in that time, everybody had like kind of a section of land and everybody had small farming's for the dogs. But anyways, because you got to pick those rocks, you got to sort it. And so she would say, everything's going crazy. They're selling land. Somebody sold it and they bought it for $5 million. That's like unheard of, like selling parcels of land for that much money. So I said, well, you know, don't have a heart attack and die. Because when I moved off the farm, there was land you could get it for like $30,000 for about 195 acres and so forth and so on. But now it just went out of the moon. And so that's the, you know, everything in life is going like that. It just doesn't, nothing makes sense. Everything is just crazy. But did you know what? With thank God, with Jesus, we always are going to stay firm. And no matter what happens on the outside, amen, I'm still born again. You know, it doesn't matter if the whole world blows up. Guess what? Me and my Jesus are still together. Amen? And Jesus is the King of the kingdom. And he said the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness. So the number one thing is the kingdom of God is righteousness. And so know that that's what the kingdom of God is. When we get to heaven, it's going to be because of Jesus. Hey, you saved me, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. You died on the cross. It's not just about your good words that you said. You talk to some people and, oh yeah, he had good words and good works, you know. And it's hey, he shed his blood for me. His blood was spotless, cleansed this, and he came down from heaven. He lived like you and me, and he died. He didn't want to die, but he gave up his will and he died and shed his blood. Number one, that blood is just cleansed us from all unrighteousness. His blood cleansed us from all unrighteousness. So his blood did the deal. Amen? And that's why we serve him, because he gave his blood and he died for us. And now we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So there's a natural man and there's also a spiritual man on the inside of you. So know that this righteousness is a spiritual experience. This is a spiritual experience that you have to confess and say every day that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen? So the number two is righteousness, peace. Everybody say peace. This is the troublesome area in all areas whenever you look out there in the world. You know, no peace, no peace. When I got saved, there was peace like a river. Hallelujah. How many of you are born again here? Amen. Oh, I see those hands. Amen. That means you accepted Jesus as Lord and personal Savior. And if you were brave enough to put up your hand, then that means that you are saved. Amen. And that Jesus Christ has given you his peace. He is the Prince of Peace. And he is living inside of you. Yes, I know in heaven you got Father. And you got the Son on the right side. And Holy Spirit on earth. But guess what? He is inside of us. So no matter what happens on the outside, guess what? I've got peace like a river. Amen? Peace like a river. There could be storms all around, but you got peace like a river. You got peace like a river because there can be storms all around and you got peace like a river. The Bible says about the wise man built his house upon rock of hearing God's word and doing God's word. And the storms beat upon that house and it couldn't fall because it was founded upon a rock, which is hearing God's word and doing God's word. But the foolish man built his house upon sand and the storms came. You notice the storms come to everybody. I absolutely despise storms. I hate them with a passion. But guess what? They seem to come. Amen? Has anybody been tempted lately? Has anybody been tried? Has anybody ever had some difficulties? I absolutely laugh, hallelujah, at difficulty. Some difficulties. I'm talking about the difficulties that I can come through. Amen? Hallelujah. We got them. But I've been in other places when you're not walking to John Wayne, amen? You're feeling down. There was a time when I was born again that I would actually cry. You know, I would cry and say, why do I have to be tempted in this area? It's not fair. But when you grow a little bit in the things of God, you find out no temptation has taken you, but such is common to mankind. Everybody went through it. Absolutely, everybody has gone through it. Maybe not every single person, but there's people that have gone through it exactly like you and have came out on top. Amen? Hallelujah. Has come out right on top. So I don't want to talk about those that didn't come out on top, because this is a victory church. Amen? We're talking victory, victory, victory. Amen. There's no defeat here. Hallelujah. We are on the victory side, and we want to remain on that side. So that peace that he's given us in the kingdom of God, we've got peace like a river. Amen. I am an introvert, even though some people don't believe it. But anyways, I could be by myself and have such peace. Ooh, I feel the peace. Only once in a while I get a fight with myself, but you got your peace, amen? Who's that? That's a puppy dog. Oh, come on over here. And you got your puppy dog. What's that? Oh, that's a fireplace. Oh, so you got everything's just so beautiful. And so if you're an extrovert, sometimes I guess that you like more people around you. Seems like there'd be just more people to fight with. I don't know. But maybe it doesn't work that way. I don't know. I learned a lesson from Brother Hagin, though. Brother Hagin says he learns to keep his mouth shut, because the more he opens it, it seems like the more trouble he gets into. And so a lot of times he'd be very silent and watch his words. Amen. He had a lot to lose than myself. And so he would watch what he has to say. Amen. So we got righteousness and we got peace. Luke 2:14 says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards all men. They shouted, apparently, I don't know, but there was like 400 years of darkness on the earth. Imagine that being just before Jesus comes. Everybody's just like, oh no, there's no spirit, there's no moving. I don't know, the prophets, I don't know what happened to them. They're out to lunch and nobody's doing anything. And the things of God, it's just like, amen. And sometimes we can get to that place and, oh yeah, look at this. Yeah, this is the way it is. Yeah, yeah. Oh, the Spirit can't move here. No, the Spirit can move anywhere. There's people that are hungry for the things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You could be just thirsty for the things of God. Hunger and thirsty for the things of God. And so there was about 400 years, apparently, that it was just gloom and doom. And then all of a sudden, an angel pops out of somewhere and talks to some shepherd boys. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards all men. He's talking about peace because Jesus brings peace. Hallelujah. I don't care who has $300 billion. And we all know one person. If you are online on Instagram, and like me, no. But anyways, you could scroll through and see a lot of things. And so there's a fellow on the planet that has $300 billion. Isn't that something? Let's give him a hand. No, just kidding. You don't have to give him a hand. But anyways, and that's a lot of finances. That's a ton of finances. But guess what? If he doesn't have Jesus, he's got absolutely dilly squat. Amen? The rich man said, I'm going to build bigger barns. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. And God says, oh, you fool. Tonight your soul is going to be required of you. And who are those things that you saved up going to be for? You know, we're not supposed to call people fool, but if God wants to call somebody a fool, help himself. Amen? So he says, you foolish. This night thy soul is going to be required of you. Then whose things that you saved up, who's going to get them? Oh, they're just going to be dispersed. Amen? And so that's what it is. Without Jesus Christ, we've got to have the peace. Without Jesus, you're not going to have peace. But with Jesus, you got peace. And thank God for finances. And again, finances, we highly recommend them. Amen? Because we want to eat. We want someplace to live. We want to be a blessing unto somebody. Blessed and a blessing. Amen? And so with salvation comes the peace of God that passes all understanding, guards our hearts and our mind. That in itself should make you happy to go home and say, thank you, Lord, I've got peace. I've got peace inside my heart. I've got peace inside my soul. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This is the kingdom of God. Whether you got money or you don't got money, that's not going to make it to heaven, but your righteousness is going to make it to heaven. Amen? And I've got the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards my heart and my soul. How could those martyrs suffer such things in Bible times? They were beat. They were sawed in half, Hebrews says. They were did all kinds of things. They wandered like beggars here and there. And then people get the concept, well, you got to be all that to be holy or be a Christian. No, that just happens that those guys chose to do those things at that period of time. And that's what they went through. And God acknowledged what they did. Amen. Stephen was stoned. They killed him. He just called on the name of the Lord and he went straight to glory. Amen. Made such an impact on the apostle Paul that or Saul that he got transformed and changed a few days later. And then he got a good licking and a beating. But anyways, he wrote most of the New Testament, so I'm sure it all weighed out. And so the moral of the story is that we got peace with our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace. Amen. Peace, peace, peace. Now restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Psalms 51:12. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Over in Nehemiah chapter 10, 8 and verse 10 is a good one. We've heard this. It said unto them, go your way, eat your fat, drink your sweet, send portions unto them that have nothing, for this day is holy for our Lord. Neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Everybody say, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. Psalm 16:11 says, in your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Everybody close your eyes. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Think about the Lord's goodness in your life. Amen. And how he's watched over you and protected of you. Thank you, Lord, for your presence that you speak to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you minister unto our hearts and unto our life with your presence. Because in your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Amen. You can open your eyes. So it's righteousness, it's peace, and it's joy in the Holy Ghost. Back to peace a little bit. Did you know what it says here? Be anxious for nothing. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Peace is a tranquility of heart and mind. The dictionary meaning for peace is freedom of annoyances, distractions, anxieties, obsessions. These things I have spoken unto you that you might have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Jesus gives us his peace. Amen. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Brother Hagin would laugh sometimes. You know, he would go, ha, 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 ha. And it sounded like that. It didn't sound very nice to the natural ears. But he said the devil was with him one day while he was sleeping. And he said, "You're this time, you know, you did get healed, but this time you're not going to get healed." And he would go, ha, 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 ha. And the devil would say, "What are you laughing about?" He said, "I'm laughing at you. Why are you laughing at me? You said I'm not going to get healed." What are you laughing about? "Well, I'm laughing at you. Why are you laughing at me?" "Because you said I wasn't going to get healed." And finally he gets up and the devil left. Amen. Why? Because he don't like to be laughed at. But sometimes you got to stir it up and laugh. Amen? Even when there you want to cry, either when you think that everything is against you or things aren't going right, go ahead and laugh. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. How many of you ever heard of Rodney Howard Brown? Rodney Howard Brown, when I was in Bible school, he came there for a full week. They shut down Rhema Bible Training Center, and everybody went to these meetings. And I happened to be in the group that day, so I went to the meetings. I listened for 3 days to Rodney Howard Brown, and I could not understand what these guys are doing. They're laughing. They're laughing hysterically. They're laughing and laughing and laughing, and I couldn't figure it out. Finally, it dawned on me that these people are laughing not because everything is perfect, not because everything is going so good. They're laughing by faith. They're laughing by faith. And just then, I just sat there and I started laughing. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, I praise you. Thank you, Jesus. And so I laughed by faith. And guess what? I got to be with everybody else. Absolutely nuts, eh? But guess what? Something happens to you when you got the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. Amen? You started laughing. You were happy. Your body doesn't know the difference. Amen? You can tell your body, oh, be sad today. You got that bill, and then another bill, and then this third bill came. And then there's a fourth one. I thought you're believing in prosperity. Don't even look at those bills, amen? Know that God can bring us through every bill. Amen? Every bill paid for in Jesus' name. Amen? Thank you, God is supplying and providing my needs. Hallelujah. And you just don't sit there, you know, and just wait. Okay, Lord, throw that money down and I'll give you some joy. I'll give you some praise. Come on, you can do it. No, a lot of times there's so much placed in our possession, in our hands, that we have to do things. Amen? Yes, there's good times when things happen. You know, I love my testimonies, and you should love yours. Amen? My testimonies, there's this guy. I don't want to tell that one. But anyways, there's this guy. His name is Buddy. Buddy Harrison. And so when I was getting married, how many of you know people can influence your life? And so I was on the railroad at the time. I had 12 years, you know, if I would have kept at it, you know, you make something of yourself, you'll get a retirement check. And I'm all for people living out, you know, working hard and getting a pension. And I think that's honorable and I think that's good. But just not everybody can do the thing, you know, that everybody else did in days gone by. Everybody's different. But I thank God for those. My sister, bless her darling heart, she went at it at 17, I believe, and became a school teacher. 55, she's retired with a full pension. And she's just like, I thought, wow, I didn't think you were that smart. But obviously she was smart. And so she's got a very good pension and she did her duty and still goes and subs and stuff. So anyways, well, bless her heart. Let's give her a hand. It's my sister, hey, my older sister. Amen. But anyways, I was getting married and I was going to come move to Canada. And Buddy Harrison, there was at Rhema one day, and he said, you come talk to me. And so I went on the Rhema stage. To go on the Rhema stage is very nice, you know, because you just glamorize these people. You know, here they are, you know, Brother Hagin and all of them. Wow. And so anyways, Buddy Harrison is his son-in-law. And so he's very close to Brother Hagin, and he has his own ministry and stuff. And so he asked me to come talk to him. So I went up there to the stage. He said, come on, Ken. And he went over there, and I went in the back there. That little door opened, and I was right there against the wall like this. And he just comes up into me, and he says, so what are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to go back to Canada and work on the railroad. And I said, I made $62,000 that year. And he said, that's pretty good. And he says, is that what you want to do? And I said, no, I don't want to do that. He says, you come to Tulsa, I'll help you out any way I can. So I went there. And so when I got to Tulsa, I couldn't work. And we got this little apartment, and I was listening to Shout to the Lord. All the earth, let us sing. Praise to the... Cindy was out working, and I was feeling so down and discouraged, feeling bad. I couldn't work because I wasn't a Canadian, and I had to do this paperwork, and I felt bad. And, you know, two things happened there at that moment of time. The one of the managers of this guy that said he would help me, he went, and he said, hey, I want you... So why don't you come... and take care of this house for us. We got this house. And it was a mansion, an absolute brick mansion. It was called Fairview Mansion. And so we were in that place for a whole year, rent-free. And it had a pool. And so I just thought to myself, wow, how things change so quickly. And so that man, he did help me in that degree at that time. And then there was another one where I was working. I finally got a job in a warehouse. And then I was working at that warehouse, you know, it was okay, doing these Christian books. And then someone came up to me and said, hey, I want you to, why don't you sell books instead? So I sold books for a couple of years, Christian books. Isn't that something? And then they said, hey, well, why don't you come and sell those books? Like I was boxing them before. And they said, sell those books. And so I did that. And did you know that? I went to Germany twice. I went to, I saw France. I went to England twice. For two full years, I saw Northern Ireland, which was nice. It was green, and they talked nice, different. And I went to someone's house and ate. And I thought, they're Christian. And then I got fired. But anyways... But the moral of the story is not that I got fired, but the moral of the story is how things changed, amen? And how quickly, but that doesn't take away from my Jesus, amen? There's something about my Jesus. He makes the lame to walk, or I don't know, I can't remember how that song goes. But it's good, eh? So whether you got good things or bad things, amen. And incidentally, that man, Buddy Harrison, he died 1 year later. 1 year later. And I was blessed to be at his, believe it or not, his bedside. I was in his house, his million-dollar house, beautiful. And he was on the bed there, and there was nobody there. I was just there. And it was, what happened there, it was sad. I mean, it was sad to me, the way I acted. Here I am at a guy's deathbed, eh? But anyways, I was there at his bed, and I rebuked the devil. How stupid am I, eh? But anyways, I rebuked the devil off of Buddy. And Buddy went, oh! And then he died the next day. These stories are true. And what I'm saying is you can be have the world by the tail one moment, and in the next minute it can be gone. Amen? But yet God is faithful. Nobody can take away when I was in the truck. Amen? And the presence of God. And the salvation, which was so sweet. Amen? When I asked Jesus into my heart. And so the kingdom of God is righteousness, it's peace, and it's joy in the Holy Ghost. So however you play your life out, you know, there's Mr. Craig over there. He gets a dog from Dubai. You know, there's all kinds of stories that people have. But know that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Let's all stand. Amen. Thank God for his goodness and his great grace. And however you find your life, you know, I got my life, you got your life. And the most important thing is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. However you find yourself, amen, God is faithful and just. Let's thank him, amen. Father, we just want to thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father, as we bow our heads, amen. Is there anybody here that would say, I never got to receive Jesus into my heart. I've never had that experience of being born again. Is there anybody here like that, that you would show your hand and say, that's me? Amen. Hallelujah. I've never accepted the Lord as my personal Savior. Or those watching by live stream, it's as simple as saying, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. I make you my Lord, my Master, my friend. Wash away all my sins. Wash them clean in the precious blood of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you, hallelujah, for our salvation. And we praise you and we worship you this morning, hallelujah. That thank God for the good things that we have accomplished or had and came across our path in days gone by. But I thank you that you're here with us right now. Amen. Just as sweet and just as real as any other time in our life. Hallelujah. You'll never leave us. Never forsake us. Oh, I just want to praise you and worship you. Thank you, Lord God, for righteousness and for the peace of God which passes all understanding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Mahasi. If you have a prayer language, go ahead and talk to God. The Bible says that he who speaks an unknown tongue doesn't speak unto men, but unto God. For no man understand him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Waymouth's translation says divine secrets. And so we say, oh, Father, thank you. Hallelujah for speaking unto us. Sutudomana Nikita. Isabakisha. For loving us this day. Hallelujah. And we're not scared of COVID. We're not scared of who died, who didn't die. We're not scared of running out of finances. Hallelujah. We're not scared of the economy. Oh, we just want to bless you tonight, this morning, and say thank you, Lord God. Oh, we worship you and we thank you, Lord God, for speaking unto our hearts and that you loved us and died for us on Calvary's cross. Oh, we're grateful, hallelujah, for our salvation. We're thankful for the righteousness and for the peace and for the joy that we have in you. Oh, thank you so very much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that picks us up in the mornings. Hallelujah. We're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I've got the peace of God as I go to work or whatever I go about my duties. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we got joy. Hallelujah. That we can smile in circumstances that maybe we can't smile, but yet we got a smile in our heart and we got a smile on our face because you love us. Hallelujah. Thank you so very much. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for making this real unto us. This righteousness, this peace, and this joy. Thank you very much. Thank you for in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Thank you for opening up our understanding, Lord, about our lives, that each one, hallelujah, the path that you've destined for them, that they would walk on it in the name of Jesus. Help each one, Lord, that the choices that they make determine their destiny. And so we thank you, Father, for helping them with their choices, helping them make the right choice at the right time and the right place. Thank you so very much. And everybody is perfect, hallelujah, in your will, in your plan, in your purpose, as they fulfill what you've called them to do. Hallelujah. Semboko to bring Stevata. Is Severana Makita. Nakusuku Matiki Halamata. Hanavasi Kitu. O Tamashanda Namasahita. Hasavasi. And where there's no understanding, thank you, Lord, understanding can come. Hallelujah. Where there's no favor, all of a sudden favor rushes in. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you. Where there's no direction, hallelujah, there's direction. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Oh, Father, we give you praise this Sunday morning, 2020. Hallelujah. In February of 2022. That's what it is, 2022. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Everybody say, I got righteous. Say, I got peace. And say, I got joy. And I'm going to stir up that joy. In Jesus' name.